something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Benefits of Prayer.
Hallelujah. I bow my knees before the Father, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. When there's any issue, do you remember that old song? Take it to the Lord in prayer. That's what you do. In prayer. Don't let the matter take your attention and you keep thinking what to do. Think. 1 minute with the Holy Ghost will make a difference. 5 hours trying to think and all you get is worry looking face. Only you. You are the only one there. Then you have lines here. Worried. And then fear will join. You know when worry is there and fear has joined? So there's fear, insecurity. There's worry, economy. Now, then there's hatred. Your neighbors, co-workers. So it's like you're surrounded with trouble. If you're thinking about that, your life changes. Every day you are either walking fast, looking around. What life will you live like this? I'm full of joy. Are you full of joy? Say, I'm full of joy. You're going to do it again. And when you do it this time, you raise your hand and say, I'm full of joy. Did you know there's a special blessing when you raise your hand? Glory! Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Glory! Glory to God! Hallelujah. He said, it is not by might, it is not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. See, I'm showing you how to find yourself located in God's place, in God's time, for God's purpose, in God's way. And I showed you the highest kind of prayer, where the Holy Spirit himself makes intercession for the saints. Oh, God. Let's go back to that scripture. I want to show you something more. Let's go back there.
Romans chapter 8. He says, likewise, the Spirit also helps at our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Verse 27. Look at it now. And he that searcheth the hearts, that's the Father. The Father. He's the one who searches the hearts. He says, and he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. You see, you don't know because the coming has groanings that cannot be uttered. But it says, God the Father, who searches the hearts, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Perfect prayer. Perfect prayer. And when this happens, look at the next verse. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. See how it works? When the Holy Ghost takes over like that and intercedes for you, you know that all things work together for good. For good, no matter what the experience is, all things work together for good. Then you start saying, it's for my good. Woo, glory to God, it's for my good. You find you cannot be disadvantaged. It's for my good. You know, you can talk like this in the church, and you come out Monday morning, and if you had a job, you could have a sack letter. And how do you deal with that? You just got a prophecy in church, and then you come out Monday morning, and they tell you you lost your job. What do you do? All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Then you say, I am not moved. You come out and high-fiving others and say, it's for my good. It's for my good. I know it's for my good. They say, how do you know? You say, look at it. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Hallelujah. It's for my good. Hallelujah. Go ahead, high five, come on, high five. It's for my good, brother. It's for my good, sister. It's for my good. Woo! It's for my good. Hallelujah. Hey! Come on, somebody. I'm the seed of Abraham. What if things don't work? Come on. The seed of Abraham don't fail. I'm the seed of Abraham. The world is mine. Seed of Abraham, where are you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey. Glory. Glory. Sit down. I've got the mindset of the righteous. Say, I've got the mindset of the righteous. Yeah. We have a mindset. Hallelujah. We have a mindset. I'm full of joy. And I'm full of love. And I walk in righteousness and in prosperity. Goodness and mercy shall follow me every day of my life. Shout amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Wherever you are, whatever you speak, C-Tunes brings the gospel to you from English to Swahili, French to Arabic, Spanish to Hindi, Portuguese to Mandarin. The message of faith and salvation is breaking barriers. With C-Tunes, you gain access to over 250 leveled radio stations like Leveled Radio Iran, Leveled Radio Ukraine, Leveled Radio South Africa, Leveled Greece, and many more. Participate in every global ministry program in the language you best understand. Stay connected with motivational podcasts from our inspiring on-air personalities and enjoy music that uplifts, inspires, and energizes. Log on to www.ctunes.org or download the app from the Leveled App Store. For further inquiries, please call +234-813-180-9663.
This is the continuation of the message, The Benefits of Prayer.
Hallelujah. You know, sometimes there are those who face certain situations and looks as though their life is ebbing away, and they feel like the strength is leaving them. They're like, oh God, I'm getting weaker and helpless. Oh God, what can I do? What you have to do is stop looking at the wrong thing. Stop looking at the wrong thing. Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so also must the Son of Man be lifted up. You remember that? In the wilderness, they had been bitten of serpents. And they were dying, crying, dying. And God said, Moses, make a serpent of brass, raise it on a pole, and everyone who looks at it will live. He didn't say anyone who prays. All they had to do was look and live. If you have been beaten, he said, turn and look. And when they looked, they lived. No ceremonies, no rituals. He said, look. That's all they needed to do. Just look. And that old songwriter wrote the song, look and live. My brother lived. Look to Jesus and live. It's recorded in his word. Hallelujah. And it's only that you look and live. Look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. It's recorded in his word. Hallelujah. And it's only that you look and live. That's all. Look at him on the cross, taking your place of sorrow, pain, disappointment, sickness, failure, that you should never have them. And you look and you see that. Then you say, if Jesus did it for me, then I choose to live. I choose to live. My failure is gone. I choose to live. My sickness is gone. I choose to live. Because he died that I may live. So I have life now. And what life? The life of victory in Christ Jesus. That's what I have. So I am a victor 24 hours a day. Whoa. I can't think otherwise. I have a mentality of success, victory, prosperity. I have a kingdom mentality. See, I've been raised that way. I can't change now. I'm a king. I can't change now. Don't you get it? I live in Christ. See, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I live now in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So I know who I am. I know who I am. Failure? We don't struggle to be successful. It's our inheritance. We don't struggle to prosper. It's our inheritance. I'm not working hard so that I will be successful. No, I'm a success. Everything I do is for success. Excellence. Excellence is at work in me. See, because I'm set to display the virtues and perfections of the one who called me. That's my life. That's my calling. To display his virtues and perfections. 1 Peter chapter 2, somebody, put it up there. Verse 9, let's read. I want you to give us from the Amplified Version. Good. But ye are a chosen race, a royal priesthood. Listen, look at it. He didn't say you are going to be. He says you are a chosen race. You are not about to become. You are not going towards it. You are not growing towards it. You are. In the now of your life, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood. Hey! That means king priests. A dedicated nation. God's own purchased special people. Say, I'm special. Glory to God. God's own purchased special people, that you may set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Shout hallelujah. I told you, set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of the one who called you out of darkness. That's my life. I'm excellent. I'm excellent. How do you sing that song? I know I'm excellent. I know I'm excellent. Yeah. I'm excellent. And I'm displaying the perfections, the virtues and perfections. How can I do this and have time for? Say never. Satan may come to you and say, think about, so you go like this. No, no, not me. I don't have time for that. I'm royalty. You see that? Royal priesthood. That construction is not good enough. It's king priests. That's what he's talking about. King priests in the order of Melchizedek. We are king priests. So when he says a kingdom of priests, he doesn't mean a kingdom where there are priests. No, he means king priests. You see that? They have two offices. They are kings and they are priests. And they are in the order of Melchizedek, the king priest. Hallelujah. So that's who we are. Say, I'm a king. You see, kings have a way they walk. Have you ever seen the king walking like this? He's not a king. Rushing. He's not a king. Hold on for a second. Some of you may even need to practice how to walk. You know what I mean? You practice it. Say, you've just been going like this. Say, no. Say, this is not for a king. Then stand in front of a mirror and try it. King is, there is power. There is what? Power. Glory to God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For inquiries, kindly call +1 869 664 4424 or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.